Blessings, dear family. Lord, I am here. So am I. It's such a pleasure to work with you, Claire. It is a highlight of my whole day. I say this to all of you, my heart dwellers. How pleased I am with your efforts, even if they are only seen as the widow's mite. How precious these droplets of faith are when you defend my messages and honor my vessel. Truly, it is a joy for me to be present with this tiny group of dedicated souls. My loved ones, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your honor and trust in this vessel. With this kind of stamina and faith, I can do so much. The one essential quality aside from brotherly love is a teachable spirit. I know some are struggling with aspects of their walk in Heart Dwellers, and truly I tell you, I have anointed Mother Claire to help you break free from long-standing character flaws. Isn't it amazing that I can use a flawed vessel to speak my heart to each of you? This vessel has been seriously broken and is still under construction. And that you hearken to her qualifies you for more graces than you can possibly use or contain. She is here to help you, and you have no idea what a privilege it is to be the clay that is formed on my will. She is not perfect, and she allows for you also to not be perfect. But not for long. You are under construction, and those of you who cooperate in this formation will be given an opportunity to change the world by the gifts I anoint you with. You are already changing the world, but I am preparing you if you are willing to have a much larger audience in the world. There is much work to do in the time remaining to you on this earth. There is also eternity, and you will be very busy indeed. This is only the beginning, and I'm working to establish the foundation that will support this work in the millennium and beyond. I only ask of you that you sincerely repent and are moldable in my hands. The vessel that does not yield up their own ideas and will, under the wheel of formation, will be riddled through with many flaws. What kind of flaws? Air bubbles and particles of dirt, stubble from hay, and those places that are not properly needed. What will happen to those who refuse to listen? They will enter the fire of the kiln with other vessels to be hardened off as solid vessels. Those who have withstood their formation will explode in the firing of the kiln and possibly destroy the other vessels around them. My children, there is nothing more detrimental to you than your holding on tightly to your own opinion and your own ways. It will be your destruction, and what I have prepared for you, your very destiny, and why I knit you together in your mother's womb will be lost. For the work I had for you, I will entrust to another soul who cooperates and is willing to recognize and change their ways. Those who refuse to yield up Satan's strongholds in their souls will be like broken pottery shards that are ground into the dust for future use. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Breaking is no fun at the time, but afterwards comes great rewards, graduation into even more wonderful opportunities. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver bowls, but also those of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument, set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:20 through 22. He continued, "Therefore, if you wish to dwell in my house and serve me, you must refine in the fires of purification until you are a vessel fit for the king's use. Choose today which house you want to spend your life in. The house of your own will and making, or the king's house serving his people." Amen.